Now settle the issue once and for all. Believe that God is able to forgive all your sin, to cleanse your life so as to give you victory over daily sin, and believe that He is able to do that right now. Then, having settled the matter of His ability, believe that He's willing to do that for you. You yield to Him to do that blessed work, and you've taken the first step toward the abundant life. There is more to life than living. Life never reaches its zenith until it is filled with purpose, and that purpose is realized. Even God Himself says that there is more to life than mere existence, for in Holy Bible He speaks of three different qualities of life. First, there is the physical life, the animation of the body, which results from the breath of God in the human spirit. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 refers to that life in recounting how God fashioned a form from the dust of the earth, breathed into it the breath of life, and made man a living soul. That is physical life. Second, there is a spiritual life, the animation of the human spirit, which results from a personal relationship with God. In John 17:3, we read, "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." Now that is spiritual, eternal life. Third, there is a larger spiritual life, the fullness of God experienced in the human spirit, which Jesus calls the abundant life in John chapter 10, verse 10. Life is God's gift to man. Physical life is God's breath. Eternal life is God's presence. Abundant life is God's fullness. The fullest life is available to you. It is the greatest blessing which could come to you. And that's why the Apostle Paul wrote in his prayer for believers, "For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." You see, God desires that you should live the abundant life which He has provided in Jesus Christ. But how can one enter into the abundant spiritual life? Well, Acts chapter 16, verses 14 and 15 sets forth an example. It deals with the conversion of Lydia to the Christian faith. Here's the reading. "A certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended to those things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, 'If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there.' And she constrained us." Now, in Lydia's experience, God shows how to enter the fullest life. First, there is faith. He who would live the abundant life must be rightly related to God. It is declared of Lydia that she was a person who worshipped God. Now you cannot know Him in His fullness unless you have received His salvation. To live an abundant life, you must be saved. So faith is the first requirement for entering into the fullness of Christ. Why? Because faith is the basic principle of all relationship with God. Romans 1:17 reads, "The just shall live by faith." Trust God for salvation. Trust Him for supplies so the full blessing of salvation may be experienced daily. Remember that at all times and under all circumstances, it is best to trust God. We read, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." So the abundant life is a life of victory over the world, and victory over the world is impossible apart from faith in God. Hebrews 11:6 reads, "Without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Now you leave faith out of your life, and you're hopelessly cut off from God. So settle the issue once and for all. Believe that God is able to forgive all your sin. Believe that He is able to cleanse your life so as to give you victory over daily sin. believe that he is able to do that right now. Then, having settled the matter of his ability, believe that he is willing to do all that for you. Yield to him to do that blessed work, and you have taken the first step toward the abundant life. The second part is humility. Remember, you are not alone in seeking the deeper spiritual life, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, this is the will of God, your sanctification. So join in partnership with God in this blessed spiritual work. He gives more grace, and therefore he says God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves, therefore, in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. God is revealed in the Old Testament as the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. Now listen to his words. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Humble yourself before God. Jesus warned that whoever exalted himself would be abased, and he who humbles himself would be exalted. So the spirit of the growing Christian is expressed in the words of the great old hymn of the faith, Take me, O Lord, I now can see thy precious will is best for me. The chorus of the hymn states, Just as I am, O take me. Bend me, O Lord, or break me. Mold me, O Lord, and make me after thy will divine. You need have no fear in approaching God in such a spirit. He will do in you that which is best for you. So trust him in humble dependence. The third thing is reverence. Be pliable as God ministers in your life. Remember that it is God who works in you. Do not be rash with your mouth, and do not let your heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven and you're on the earth. Therefore, let your words be few. That is to say, listen when God speaks. Respond to his direction. Reverence befits the person who appears before God. For God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence by all of those who are round about him. You keep that spirit as you approach God, and he will work in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And you'll learn to say, Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Set your heart in resolve to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you may become all that God had in mind for you when he forgave your sins and gave you eternal life. Be rightly related to God by the spirit of faith, humility, and reverence. That's the first step to the fullest life. The abundant life of Jesus Christ lived in your daily affairs. Our Father, we thank you for the good thing that happened to us in our conversion experience. But we realize there's so much more as we grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we desire not only to know you, but to grow in the knowledge of you. So take us like little children and teach us in your loving kindness and draw us along as we follow on to know the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.